ジャパニーズポット101でござる。おはよう薩摩、こんばんは長州、こんにちは土佐。
Welcome to JapanesePod101.com. Newbie Lesson, Lori's Story 15, Counting on You. My name is Eric, and I'm accompanied by Naomi-sensei.
Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa.
Yoroshiku onegaishimasu.
Yoroshiku onegaishimasu. Okay, Naomi-sensei, I think it's pretty straightforward this week, huh? We're counting to 999.
So desu. 999.
Whoa, hey, let's not get ahead of ourselves. What's Lori doing today?
Actually, Lori is not going to appear in the dialogue.
What is she on vacation? I mean, I know it's summertime, but hey, what's she doing?
She's shopping in a department store.
Wait, so Lori's out there buying shoes still?
Mm-hmm.
So who's the conversation between today?
Mizuki-san and another exchange student.
Ooh, the plot thickens. Let's listen.
Mizuki-san. あれは何ですか？
え、どれですか？
あれです。
ああ、あれは東京タワーです。333メートルです。
へえ。じゃあ、あれは何ですか？
あれはサンシャイン60です。
もう一度お願いします。今度は。ゆっくりお願いします。
みずきさん、あれは何ですか？
え、どれですか？
あれです。
ああ、あれは東京タワーです。333メートルです。
へえ、じゃあ、あれは何ですか？
あれはサンシャイン60です。
今度は英語が入ります。
水木さん、あれは何ですか？
水木さん、What's that?
え、どれですか？
What?
あれです。
That over there.
ああ、あれは東京タワーです。333メートルです。
Oh, that's Tokyo Tower. It's 333 meters high.
へえ。じゃあ、あれは何ですか？
Oh, so what's that?
あれはサンシャイン60です。
That's sunshine 60.
Naomi-sensei, did you know the height of Tokyo Tower?
はい。
Does everybody know?
Not sure.
Is it common sense?
Hey,
but the new tower, that's gonna be something amazing.
Yeah. Tokyo Sky Tree.
That's a cool name. Tokyo Sky Tree?
But katakana is spelled as tsuri, not tree.
Well, there's no way really to write tsuri.
Yeah.
So, you know.
We don't have R sound.
Right. You just have to stick with the tsuri.
Yeah. And that would be 610 meters.
Why do you know all of this? I'm getting really scared here. Wow. I mean, I know that 333
is Wikipedia.
Wikipedia. What are you, like a huge Wikipedia contributor?
So you know,
333 is easy to remember, but you could just pull 610. But hey, for those of you who still don't know what we're talking about, we're going to learn all of these numbers right now. Okay, on to the vocabulary.
次は単語です。
The first word is?
東京。
東京。
と、う、きょ、う、東京。
The next word is?
東京タワー。
Tokyo Tower.
と、う、きょ、うたわあ東京タワー
The next word is?
メートル
Meter
メエトルメートル
The next word is?
じゃあ
Well then
じゃあじゃあ
The next word is?
へえ
What? Really?
へえへえ
All right, first, let's take a look at an oldie. An old phrase we learned a while back in lesson 2, right, Naomi-sensei?
はい。
What is it?
あれは何ですか?
What is that over there? And if you're not too sure what they're pointing at or what they're talking about, you'll ask, which one?
どれですか?
This どれ means which, and it's the どfrom the Kosoado series, I guess I could say, of words that point out where things are. So let's go over the Kosoado structure. The ko words, like
これ
this
ここ
here, things that are close to the speaker. So words
それ
that, close to the listener
そこ
over there, close to the listener. These words indicate things that are close to the listener. あ words
あれ
that over there
あそこ
over there. And these words indicate things that are neither close to the speaker nor the listener. And ど words
どれ
which one
どこ
where. These are question words asking location. So onto the numbers.
はい
I'm excited. We've only counted up to 12.
そうですね12
That's right. And we even mentioned the number 26.
Right, because that's Lori's shoe size.
That's right. But now, we're gonna count up to 999. 999. Ooh, just in case anybody has that shoe size. All right, so let's go over 1 through 10. 1.
1.
2.
2.
3.
3.
4.
4. Or 4.
5.
5.
6.
6.
7.
7. Or 7.
8.
8.
9.
9. Or 9.
10.
10.
All right. And every other number between 10 and 100 is just a combination of these first 10 numbers. All right. So let's see. How do we count the tens, Naomi-sensei?
We say 10 first, then add the number.
Okay. So 10 and then the extra number. It's actually simpler than English.
So English number were tough.
That's right, because, you know, we have teens and all that.
Mm.
But here it's just 10 and the extra number. So let's go on to 11.
11.
12.
12.
13.
13.
14.
14. Or 14.
15.
15.
16.
16.
17.
17. Or 17.
18.
18.
19. And you'll notice that the number 19 has two ways of saying it. And just as you notice with between 1 through 10, 4, 7, and 9 having two special readings, same thing with all the 4, 7, and 9s in between 1 and 100. And now, on to 20 and beyond.
Hi.
All right, at least the 10s, like the basic ones like 20, 30, 40, 50, and so on. How do you make those?
They're made out of tens.
Wait, what do you mean?
Like, we say two tens for 20.
And how about for 30?
Three tens. 30.
So you could say that infinitely? Well, not infinitely, but until 100?
Hi, up to 90. Yes.
Let's do it. 20.
20.
30.
30.
40.
40.
Can you say 시주?
Yeah, in the old way, yes.
But you wouldn't recommend it?
I don't personally recommend it.
Does anybody actually use it? I've never heard it.
My mother uses it.
Wow, okay. 50?
50.
60.
60.
70.
70.
And how about this one?
70. Some people use it.
But again, you wouldn't recommend it. Okay, 80?
80.
And 90.
90.
All right, Naomi-sensei, we went all the way up to 90. All right, so let's practice, Naomi-sensei.
Hi.
You know what? Let's have a lightning round. Let's have a speed round.
Oh.
Okay, so everybody, Naomi-sensei is going to say five numbers in a row, and I want you to say it in English as quickly as you can. And then I'm going to come back and tell you the answers.
19 30 23 86 57.
So how did you all do? Did you do good? If you probably noticed that we didn't tell you exactly how to construct all of these numbers before we started. We just gave you the basic 20, 30, 40, 50, up to 90. And as you can see, it's really easy to make these numbers. You just get the 20, 30, 40, 50s and add the number at the end of those. right? So you say how many tens you want, and then you say the number. It's really easy. All right, so let's go on to 100.
100.
So the word 100 is just that one word, 100.
Right.
And that means 100, right?
Yeah, we never say 100.
Right, because the word 100 by itself means 100.
Right.
So how would you construct a number between 100 and 199?
We say 100 first, then add the number.
You mean like the regular number, the way we just learned it?
Yes.
Wow, that's really easy. So, if I were to ask you, what's 145?
Okay, 45 is 45. So, 145.
That's pretty straightforward.
Right.
And to count the hundreds, 2, 3, 4, 500?
It's simple. We put the number of hundreds we want and say 100.
So let's count all the hundreds between 100 and 900. 100.
100.
200.
200.
300.
300.
Oh, the 100 there became
100.
So 300 is?
300.
400.
400.
500.
500.
600.
600.
In this case, 100 became
100.
100, not 200 like the 3 did.
Stop sound and P sound.
All right. 700.
700.
800.
800.
Oh, that's another 100 right there. 900.
900.
So we learned how to count all of the hundreds, and keep in mind that the 100 changes for the 3, 6, and 8 hundreds.
300, 600, and 800.
And to make any number in between them, you just add those respective 100s and 800s with the regular number at the end of it, right?
Hi.
All right. Let's practice between 1 and 999. Even though I say practice, it's more like a quiz. All right? So let's start from numbers between 1 and 99. First, we're going to say some numbers in Japanese, and I want all of you listeners to say it in English to yourselves. And then I'll say the answer. And then I'll say a number in English, and you think of it in Japanese. And later, Naomi-sensei will tell us the answer. Let's start.
33 98 47 22 85 999 670 130 700 361
33 98 47 22 85 999 670 130 700 361 100 777 95 16 60 800 319
100 777 95 16 60, 800, 319.
All right, so how do you all feel about numbers? You can count to 999 now. So go ahead and start counting everything around you, especially your money. Start counting your pennies, if you're like me. So it's about time to wrap it up now. But before we go, I want to remind you about the bonus track that we have every once in a while on this feed. Bonus tracks offer you Japanese without training wheels. This is a real good chance to challenge your listening comprehension. There's no translation and no transcript, so it's a solid source of discovery and discussion in the forums and just on the JapanesePod101.com site in general. Check them out. I'll see you next week.
じゃあまた。
みずきさん、あれは何ですか？
え、どれですか？
あれです。
ああ、あれは東京タワーです。333メートルです。
へえ。 じゃあ、あれは何ですか？
あれはサンシャイン60です。